Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. It's our weekly take on all things property related. I'm Sim Wee Boon. The arrival of the COVID-19 pandemic has increased demand for people to disinfect buildings, rooms and surfaces. But that work can sometimes be quite dangerous and perhaps a bit too expensive. And also, what exactly entails the proper disinfection of COVID-19 at your facility? So joining us today on the show is Kirit Kumar, CEO of Approved Group International, a company involved in forensic investigation, disaster restoration and also experts in sanitization. Welcome to the show, Kirit.
Thank you, Sim. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start off with some background question. Let's go into a bit to Approved Group International. Just give us a bit of a background in your company. Like, you know, how old is it? What do you guys mainly do? And how did you get into this COVID disinfection business?
Okay, great. So this company of ours started back in 1985 in Singapore. And we've been in this business for a very long time. We started off as a provider of a disaster restoration services. Now, it may sound a little odd to you, but imagine a building that has a fire, and after a fire or a flood, and all the equipment and the building is affected by this water, and now they are inhabitable. So our job is to go in there, remove the water, clean up the premises, make it clean and disinfected so that the occupants can use the machines as well as the buildings safely. So we've been doing this kind of work for hospitals, for offices, factories, for all kind of sensitive installations like telecommunications and clean rooms for almost 17 countries. And in 2001, we moved the headquarters to Malaysia, and that's where we started off with the forensic investigation. So in terms of the advisors that we have, for the sanitization, we have a very well-known professor, Dr. M. Yadav, who is a virologist in combating virus and bacteria. And he's been in this practice for more than 40 years. So, and our team of specialists are all trained by an organization in the U.S. called IICRC. They are the Institute for Cleaning and Restoration Certification. And by them being trained by the organization, we are certified to provide this kind of sanitization, disinfection, and sterilant treatment for surfaces. It's a very long background, but that gives you an idea that our people, as well as myself, we are extremely well-versed with this pandemic that we are having at the moment.
Okay, so then in terms of this COVID disinfection, how does it work? Say I have an office building or a building that I want to disinfect and I call you guys, then what happens?
Right. So it's an interesting question because first we got to understand what are we going to sterilize or what are we going to sanitize against. So right now the focus is on the COVID-19. First of all, before we organize our team to do the disinfection, we would need to visit your office. We'd like to take note of the locations, the type of service, the surfaces that we are going to be providing the services to, the size, as well as the people that are occupying the place. So based on all of this information that we've gathered, we will then come up with a proposal to meet your requirement, knowing very well that COVID-19 is our focus. So based on the fact that we're going to look at the surfaces, we will then provide the appropriate treatment for the surfaces.
Okay, so is there a difference? I mean, it sounds like there's different stages in terms of the type of requirements and the type of disinfection to it. Are we talking about like a basic one, a more thorough one, or, I mean, maybe you can give a bit more clarity on that.
Sure. In terms of the level of the work, it falls into three classes. The first, which is the most mild, is what we call a sanitizer. The second would be a disinfectant, and the most thorough would be something what we call sterilant. Just give you a little bit of background about what is the difference between the three. The sanitizer would actually reduce the biocidal activity in a premise by, say, about 90 or 95%. It does not totally remove 100% of the virus or the bacteria. So that's the first level of protection. The second level of protection or the deeper level of protection is what we call disinfectant. Now, disinfectant actually kills most disease-causing microorganisms. They will inactivate both the fungus, bacteria, and the virus, but not the spores that causes this fungus and bacteria to grow. The last level, or the most effective level of the work, is done by a sterilant. Now, this sterilant will kill and destroy all microbial life, including fungus, virus, and even their spores. So a biocide is actually designed to destroy the microbial life, and it will kill all the spores that germinate these microbials. So there are three levels, and most of the time, the public generally do not know how to differentiate the three. So our job is to educate them as to what's the best level of protection that they would need.
And I'm assuming the differentiating of these levels are, one being price, but is it also other specific requirements in terms of the office, the environment, or the type of exposure that the people in the building has had?
Yeah, it will all depend on the type of surfaces that we're looking at. So most of the surfaces that we're looking at is an inanimate surface. When I say inanimate, means something which is not living, like tables, chairs, computer surfaces, something what we call a high-touch surfaces. Most of the time, depending on the requirement of the public at large, if they are looking at only taking care of the virus and the bacteria, then the disinfection level is fine. You can stop at that level. But if they think that they have got, say, people with hyperimmune issues where even spores would affect their breathing capability, or they have their immune diseases, then they might want to go beyond the plain disinfectant and they want to go to the sterilant level. Hence, the requirement of the public is important. But if look at it strictly, then in terms of efficacy, the disinfectant would do the job. And if you go to the sterilant, it's just a disinfectant plus an additional punch to remove the spores.
Are there differences for, say, houses? And I understand you have done also, I think, old folks' home and maybe industrial buildings. How do those differences factor in as well?
Right. So this is where we come in. So if you're looking at an office generally, we would expect that the occupants are pretty healthy and they do not need a higher level of protection. So most offices would go for, say, a disinfectant or a sanitizer. But when it comes to old folks' home, these people are extremely vulnerable. So that is where we need to provide an extra layer of protection. So the old folks' home or children's home, we would go to the point of sterilant so that we know that they are well protected. So yes, that's how they may differentiate. However, we would want to offer these different options to the clients and let them decide what would be the level of protection that they are most comfortable with.
And how long does this protect the surface or the building of which that you've done this job in? I can disinfect my building and office today, but suddenly tomorrow a staff or someone comes, an infected person comes in, do I have to do it all over again?
Very important question. If you notice that the most of the approvals given by the EPA and the KKM are for those one-time use solutions. Like if you look at the guideline given by Kementerian Kesehatan, they have been very conservative in the way they have given their approval. They have given this approval for only alcohol, which is ethanol, and sodium hypochlorite. These solutions are one-time use, just like how they do in hospital. Every time they need to use them, they need to sterilize them. However, if what we do is selected by the clients, then the efficacy increases in terms of the longevity. It lasts between 3 to 6 months on the surface. So that means you don't have to repeat this process every time that you think that you need to do the treatment. So once you've done the treatment, it will remain on the surface between 3 to 6 months and continue providing the efficacy to deactivate the virus.
Okay, we're going to take a little break right now. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9. Welcome back. You're tuned in to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Sim Wee Boon. And with me today is Kirit Kumar, CEO of Approved Group International, a company involved in forensic investigation, disaster restoration, and also the experts in sanitation. The topic of the day is COVID-19 disinfection of your building, your facility, your home. Earlier, we were talking about the processes, the different levels, and some the type of considerations that go into it, and also how long does the protection last. Now, Kirit, from the government's perspective, what sort of SOPs and guidelines have been given? You're just one of the few many companies that are doing disinfection. Are you guys doing it based on your own standards, our own government standards, or is there an international standards out there to disinfect buildings?
Okay, well, good. These standards or guidelines produced by the government of Malaysia, which is the Ministry of Health, are in line with the guidelines issued by EPA of USA, the CDC, which is the disease controlling center in the US, and also the NEA of Singapore. Now, when you look at all the guidelines, they have a similar form in which they say, first of all, the most important aspect of this is physical distancing. Beyond the physical distancing, when it comes to the treatment of the surfaces, all of them have a similar kind of guide, which talk about the different solutions that you can apply for different surfaces and the kind of attire the applicants will have to don on when they are applying such solutions to the surfaces. So we have developed our own guidelines for our own people, and they are totally in line with the world standards.
Okay, but are there any concerns in terms of like other practitioners in the industry, right? Because it's not like normal cleaning services where I, as the client, can judge whether my building is clean or not. I really don't know if my building is properly disinfected or not. Do you have any advice for people out there on certain dangers to look out for, who they might end up hiring errand disinfectors who just, I don't know, put soap water and say that your building is protected?
Yeah, that's the major fear that we have in this extreme high competitive market. We've seen prices drop from what they were to what they are now. But more importantly is the rise of many companies that provide the disinfection or sanitization service. My concern is that a lot of these mom-and-pop shops have popped up because they've lost businesses in many other areas. It's quite easy to buy a machine to and just put in water to do the sanitization. So our comment and our advice to clients is before a sanitization is done, please interview the people who are going to do that service for you. Make sure that you're comfortable, that they have sufficient knowledge and certification to provide the service. Secondly, read the labels of the solution that they're going to provide, because the label will tell you what needs to be provided and how it needs to be provided. Most of the time, consumers don't do that. They just allow the sanitization companies to come into their premises and just apply the solution and they walk away. So the consumers may not be fully aware about what they're getting at the end of the day. And finally, is the efficacy of the solution. So reading the labels, making sure that they are environmental friendly and they are in accordance to EPA guidelines.
Okay, well, we'll start off with the certification. I mean, what exactly are the certifications that we should look out for, and what exactly are the certifications that Approved Group has that show you that you guys are the right guys for the job?
Right, so in order to do this kind of service, first of all, you've got to be well versed with what we are treating. We are treating something called a virus and a bacteria and fungus and all kind of microorganisms. So in order to understand that, we'd have to go through a course to understand this microorganism. So there's a body in the US called the IICRC, the Institute of International Cleaning and Restoration Certification. They provide these courses in which we have to go through the course and sit for an exam. Once we have the exam done and once we pass the exam, then we are certified applicators and certified providers of such services. That gives the comfort to the consumer that we are not someone who yesterday were doing a car cleaning business and today we are doing sanitization. Secondly, is the solutions that we provide in terms of the sanitization and disinfection. the labels need to be shown clearly to the client so that they're aware of what's going into their building. They must be aware of the that the solutions that we are providing have been approved by US EPA. This helps minimize any cross-contamination or cross-diseases that they might get or the after-effect of the solution.
What kind of solutions are we talking about here?
Okay, so if you go into the EPA website, there are about 300 pages of listed solutions. And all of these solutions provide some amount of disinfection and sanitization. If you look at it, there are a lot of solutions like alcohol, sodium hypochlorite, ammonium chloride, sodium hydrogen peroxide. So all these are solutions which are listed to be approved by EPA for the sanitization. If it's not on the list, then it might be harmful to the consumer. So they have to be aware of that.
Okay, and you know, going into some concerns that people might have, I mean, are there any environmental and health concerns associated with this sort of work, this sort of disinfection?
Of course, if you're using solutions which are not approved by EPA, then both the applicator as well as the consumer may be provided a disservice in the sense that it may be too harsh for their body, for their skin, for their lungs, for the respiratory system. So while it might kill deactivate the virus, but again, it might bring harm to the consumers as well. So awareness is extremely important about what is being used. What EPA has approved are solutions which do not harm the consumer and the environment. So knowing very well what goes into the building is important.
So essentially, it is environmentally friendly and it doesn't harm the general healthy person.
Well, we're talking about those solutions which are EPA approved. Yes, of course.
Yeah, which is what you guys are using.
Right. If you look at the solution that we are using, the label says hydrogen peroxide, which is H2O2, which is one of the solutions which is approved by EPA. And the base of H2O2 is H2O, which is water. Water is what we are made up of. So water itself is completely harmless to human being. In fact, we cannot live without water. So that is the base of our solution. And that is why we say that it is completely environmental friendly as well as consumer friendly.
Okay, and now we move on to kind of like protecting your staff, since they are the people that are out there in the front lines disinfecting the buildings every day, being exposed to quite possibly the virus or other forms of bacteria. What kind of protections and kind of like safety procedures that you have for your staff?
Right. So every staff that goes into doing the sanitization would need to have a personal protection equipment, what we call a PPE. The PPE would consist of a complete suit, a white suit, that goes from head all the way to their ankle. Then they have their ankle booties, which is another protection that goes from the feet up all the way to their thighs. They have their gloves. They have a face shield. They have an N95 mask or respirator, depending on the service that they're providing. And also they have eye protection. The suit that I mentioned that goes from head to all the way to their ankle is a specially designed suit that we have manufactured in consultation to our virologist on the best protection available in the market for our applicators. So when they are don this suit and they are applying the solution, they are completely protected from both the virus, the bacteria, as well as the solution that they are providing. Not that the solution is harmful, but again, the best way to protect them is from all these additional solutions that are coming out. So the PPE that we are providing helps keep our people safe from the environment.
Okay, and now to the most important question that I'm sure our listeners are all having in their mind is that the price range. How expensive are we talking about when it comes to these types of services, and what determines the price?
The price is a huge factor here, and that is what everyone needs to be aware of. The quality of the service will depend on the solution that's being provided. If you look at the the type of to the sanitizer that I mentioned, the type of service that I mentioned, sanitizing, disinfectant, and sterilant. The lowest price will be something from the sanitizers, which is something that most people are applying at this point in time. The second level of the higher price will be disinfectant, and probably the most expensive will be the sterilant. So in terms of the range, it can go between, say, about 30 cents per square foot to almost a ringgit 50 cents per square foot, depending on the size of the premises and the solution that's being applied.
Thank you very much for doing this. That's all the time we have for today's show. That was Kirit Kumar, CEO of Approved Group International, a company involved in forensic investigation, disaster restoration, and expert in sanitation. We were talking about COVID disinfection. We've got a 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up next, followed by Enterprise. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.